Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to today's amazing episode of Joshua Live. Before we get started, I'd like to announce the next boot camp. It's starting March 9th. That's a Monday, 2020. So it's just a couple weeks away. And it's going to be a little bit special. We've done over 100 boot campers through 7 boot camps so far. We're starting boot camp number 8. The transformations have been so amazing, and everyone is so enthusiastic about this program that we've actually had some people step forward and they want to invite you as a gift to go through the boot camp. It's a new sort of thing we're doing, and through the generosity of other boot campers, we've collected a fund and we are able to offer several full and partial scholarships. So if you've been thinking about joining the boot camp, now is the perfect time. It's hard to explain what it is. And so the best thing we do is we set up a call with me. It's a quick call, no matter where you are in the world. We have people joining all over the world. And we do it online through Zoom. And we meet 3 times a week. And I can explain the entire process to you. It's a very fun call, these calls we do about talking about the boot camp. And so you'll know exactly if it's right for you or not by the end of that call. You'll either be inspired or you won't be. And if you are, then we can talk about going forward. So if you're interested, give me an email at garybodley@gmail.com. Enjoy the show.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Hello, hey, baby.
Hello, Joshua.
Can you hear us? Yes. Can you understand what we're saying?
Yes.
Does any of this make sense to you? Does it make more sense now than maybe it did a little while ago? Maybe it did 2 years ago. Maybe more than it did 6 years ago. Are you starting to understand that there is so much more going on here and it has nothing to do with science, religion, technology, your awareness, other people's awareness, what you've been taught? You have to understand that there's a system in place. The system has always been here. There has never been anything other than this system. This system responds to your vibration. Your vibration is either in a state of love or a state of fear or somewhere in the middle. And so what you are vibrating based on who you are being, what you are thinking, what you are perceiving, and what you want is fluctuating from pure love, the essence of who you are, that everything is good. And in that pure state, there are no human desires. There are no human desires in the pure state. Yet in that pure state, you would not want to be in physical reality because there would be nothing to grasp onto, nothing to seek, nothing to discover, nothing new to arrive. And so the fear comes in to give you a little contrast so that you can see how you're being is what you're receiving. And so when you're in fear, you are perceiving reality from the basis of that fear. Yet that fear is an illusion. The fear is an illusion, but to you, it's real. Why is that? Because you've chosen a specific path. You have a set of specific beliefs, some of which are limiting and beneficial, and you have your own unique perception of reality, and that is all wonderful. We would not want to change any of that. All we are doing is coming forth to show you there is a more effective way to lead your life towards the life that you intended to revel in prior to your birth, to the life that you intended to discover prior to your birth, to the something new that you are seeking. And so those human desires help you move towards those new experiences, those new growth opportunities, those new expansive ideas. You are always seeking the new. You are never seeking the old. Yet, based on your perception of reality, you think certain things are the way they are. You say, I am witnessing my life. I understand who I am. I understand who everyone else is, and I understand what's going on here. All humans feel that they understand what's happening because the unknown is in that section of unawareness until it becomes known. And so what you're really doing is going from unknown to known, from fear to love, from confusion to awareness, from limitation to freedom, and from lack to abundance. Isn't that exciting? This is what you're doing. Yet you cannot know what is yet to come because that lives, exists in the realm of the unknown. And if you knew it, it would be in your reality as it is now. So what you're doing is you're sifting and sorting, you're exploring, and you're on a journey of discovery. Any discovery is an awesome exploration. All discovery is an awesome exploration. And you can discover more about who you're not, or you can discover who you truly are. And what prevents you from discovering who you truly are? Well, that's simply fear that pops up when you receive inspiration. So we would like to talk to you in somewhat of an analogy. And we think that as we explain this analogy, you'll get what we're talking about here. So let's assume that each of you have your own individual and unique teacher. And that teacher is like a mentor. This is someone who has something that you want. And so they come into your life and they are teaching you step by step how to become the person who is vibrationally matched to this thing you want. And you see them as your mentor because you see them as having this thing that you want. And let's say they are successful in some profession, or maybe they're very successful in their romantic relationship, or maybe they're very successful physically, whatever it is, whether it's professionally, relationship-wise, or physically, you want that thing they have. And you perceive that if you can follow their teachings, then you will receive what they have. And in a traditional mentorship, the mentor sees you as perfect, full of potential. You see yourself as limited and needing something to be different in you so that you can rise to this level of having what you want. Isn't it interesting that you see limitations where the mentor sees no limitations? And so the mentor speaks to you as if you had no limitations. And so you have to perceive what the mentor is saying to you, because it doesn't make sense from your perspective. It only makes sense from the mentor's perspective. The mentor does not see your limitations, but you have doubt and fear. And step by step by step, as the mentor helps you move through your doubt and fear, you eventually rise to the level and that vibrational match to that which you want. The trick is that sometimes your mentor is your child. Sometimes your mentor is your worst enemy. Sometimes your mentor is your parent. Sometimes your mentor is something you read. Sometimes your mentor is an accident. Sometimes your mentor is the universe itself. You never know where your mentor is coming from, but every single person in your life is that representation of your mentor, including your inner self and the thoughts that come to you. So if you could take every inspiring thought, if you could take everything that's said from a child or a friend or a parent or a lover, if you could take that as if it was guidance for you to become who you truly want to be, then you would not resist the messages. you would allow them in just as easily as you would allow in the messages from your mentor. And with that, we would like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
Well, I guess I'll start. I just find this so amazing because this is literally, this was the main subject of our coaching call on Wednesday. You know, a few of you were there, Kim could relate, and whoever else was there on that coaching call on Wednesday is talking about how everyone and everything, every experience is for us, and it's there's a lesson in there, you know, of everything. It's so awesome. We were talking about, you know, how everyone in our life is also our teacher, and we're a teacher for them as well.
Let's imagine that. Who you were going to become, who Tracy is going to become, based on your pre-birth intentions, based on the exploration that you specifically are conducting, the family that you grew up in, your name, your date of birth, the time and place of your birth, your experiences through childhood, your experience through young adulthood, the personality traits that you have, all of that is so unique, but it's designed to create this trajectory that's also so unique to allow you the opportunity to discover who you truly are. In that, every aspect of your personality is valid and equal and worthy and wise. And that the authentic version of you is one who embraces all those characteristics, even the ones that from this perspective that you have about yourself in this moment, you would say, some of my personality traits are positive. You think they're positive because you think people respect and admire and love those traits. And some are negative. You think they're negative because you think they're not strong. They're not powerful. They don't have any value. And that comes from a judgment based in fear. Yet all around you, all the people you know, all the interactions you have are saying that that personality trait is very valid, very good, very exciting. And if you could just lean into that personality trait and let that one shine and let all of it shine, you would become the authentic version of you. In this lifetime, this is who you truly are and what you truly came to explore. And so all of you have within you personality traits, talents, attributes, desires, some of which you say are good and some of which you say are bad, and you do not let them shine. If they could all shine, then you would go to the fullest version of you that has ever existed, and in that you would be in your bliss and in your power. And so when you receive a manifestation event, maybe it's a comment from someone else, and it hurts you, it feels painful somewhere in your heart, you say, this is something I need to suppress because the pain that I feel is coming from this other person. And so either I need to hide even more that personality trait or I need to make them wrong for bringing it up in the first place. We say all of it. All of it, all of the manifestation events, wherever they came from, all of the comments, all of the emotion is allowing you to see these aspects of yourself so that you can come to a whole new awareness of who you are. And when you can let go of needing to be secret, needing to hide things about yourself, needing to be different to different people, when you can be your fullest self in authenticity, then you will start this wonderful, amazing, happy, exhilarating, and satisfying journey of self-discovery.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
I was thinking about that this morning, uniqueness, and how each of us have so many unique characteristics, qualities, whatever. We're all so extremely unique, yet society wants us all to conform and be the same. And to your point, Tracy, I mean, we need to celebrate the uniqueness of all of us, the uniqueness of everyone around, you know?
Why would society want you to conform? Why would your parents want you to conform? Why would school want you to conform?
Fears.
Fear.
Because if you could conform, then they could feel comfortable from their position, knowing that you would not cause them to feel any fear.
Yes.
And so to control fear is to control the outside conditions, which cannot and will not never work. All it does is suppress your uniqueness. your creativity, your zest for life, your desires that lead you forward. All of this conformity keeps you locked up, keeps you bottled in, keeps you suppressed, repressed, and does not allow you to find your bliss, find your passion, find your joy, find that thing that moves you, find that thing that will change the world, find that thing that will benefit so many others. If you could all just care less about any of that, knowing that's all an irrational fear, and just focus on the thing that gives you joy, interest, pleasure, the thing that is your passion, the thing that drives you, the desires for whatever they may be, if you could just focus on those things and give a damn to anyone else, what they think, give up that fear of loss that you could lose these people who are telling you what to do, who are wanting you to behave. If you could lose these people, well, you're never going to lose them anyway. You're going to lose a version of them that is suppressing you. Once you burst out of your shell, once you become who you are, you're going to find that they will be amazed and they will come along very quickly with you. Because when you are out there succeeding and living life and being joyful and being exuberant and being an example of alignment, they cannot help but be happy. Sure, they may have their own fears, but now you're too big. They cannot contain you any longer. So they give up on even attempting to, and they end up processing it on their own. It's their manifestation event for sure. If you conform every time they feel a fear, well, they will assume that this works. If you choose not to conform at all, then they will give it up. And they will come along easily with you on your ride. And who knows, maybe you will be an example to them.
Awesome.
Yeah, so, that was awesome.
So further to that, I'd like to explore a little bit. You heard me talk about before my friend that was visiting me here for a long time and all the challenges I had with that. And as I go through all of this and do the readings, yesterday I get a message from this person saying, hey, there's a great fair to come to Mazatlan. I can, you know, be there easily and quickly and cheaply. And I can feel immediately the fear come up. And my brain is going back and forth. Okay, well, how do I respond to this? Do I just acquiesce and allow this condition, although I have a great fear about it, don't really want to do it? Or do I say, no, that's not my preference? And then am I in a place of not allowing and accepting? So this is where I don't know how to deal with that idea.
We will say first to all of you on this call today, and all of you who will listen sometime in the future, that if you could imagine the excitement, the emotion of excitement, the emotion of exhilaration, the emotion of fun, if you could let that be your leader, realizing that some things are going to pop into your reality, and those things will always be for you, but there will be choices that you will make. Sometimes you will make choices based in fear. Mm-hmm. I should be nice. I should be good. If I was good, this is what I would do. This is based in fear, and while it is not terribly detrimental, it is not terribly beneficial either. Mm-hmm. Now, imagine that you had an idea that was absolutely exciting. Mm-hmm. Imagine that you suddenly got $10,000 in the mail, and you have now this wad of cash sitting on your kitchen table, and you say, what would I do with this? Would I pay for this person to come down and spend the week with me here at my home? Is that the most exciting thing I could do with this money? Mm-hmm. What would your answer to that be?
No.
Then you're fine. Then that's your answer. Then don't worry about it anymore. Now, how about this? How about if the most important thing to you was to prove that you're good, prove your worthiness, and then you had $10,000, and your most important thing was prove you're worthy, what would you do with the money then? It would be something completely different. It would be, maybe I would give it to charity. Maybe I would give it to the dog owner across the street so that he could train his dog. Maybe I would get a better apartment. Maybe I would move to someplace where I couldn't hear the dog. Do you understand that if the idea is to control conditions, well, then it's totally different. If the idea is to move to your highest excitement, well, then that thing, whatever that may be, wherever that leads, will lead to your highest good and to the good of all others. Always thinking about your highest excitement. What's the most fun thing you can do now? What's the most interesting thing you could delve into now? What about exploring this passion? How about this inspiring idea I have? Maybe I can do something along those lines. That is all you need to know.
Awesome. That's clear. Thank you.
Excellent.
Joshua, I have a question. This is Kim. A little bit related to Stephen's. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Because I'm on my... Okay.
Excellent.
My husband and I are going on a trip to Portugal and Spain in June, and it was just supposed to be the two of us. And my daughter, we invited her, but I thought that she would be, you know, working because she's just started several jobs. But she said she'd like to come with us, which part of me, I'm really excited. And the other part is, in the old approach to life of my husband and I, when our daughter was around for that period of time, she would trigger limiting beliefs in him, and that would trigger limiting beliefs in me. And so I'm sort of thinking, I think what I'm trying to do, and I don't know if this is right, is just say everything is going to be fun, however it works out, is going to be for me or for them. But, you know, I'm still having that old feeling of like, oh, I don't know. I've always felt uncomfortable, not all the time, but there's always more episodes than I really feel comfortable with.
Let's agree that the conditions have been established. You've booked this trip. You've invited your daughter. Your daughter has said yes. From this point, you can control conditions. You could say, actually, we didn't really want you to come. We never thought you were going to come, so please don't come. Or you can just go with the flow of what is happening. Now, imagine that you have had this relationship with your daughter that has been triggering because you've had limiting beliefs about who you need to be and how she needs to be so that you can feel good. Now, your primary, this is for all of you, your primary interest in this life, beyond the joy of self-discovery, is to build and connect wonderful relationships. So we will say that the first thing is your alignment. And in that alignment, it would be obvious to you that who you truly are, a being of love, is one who expresses love and creates these wonderful relationships with all those around you. And so who you truly are is perfectly aligned with this idea of a wonderful relationship with your daughter. And this isn't her loving you, it's you expressing your love to her. Whatever she may choose to do with that, you need not worry yourself about it. You're here to express your unconditional love to her, acceptance of her. Now, let's say that she was in a relationship, she moved out of the house, and she was sifting and sorting that relationship. It failed or it finished, and she came back to live with you. In that dynamic, it would not be so easy as it would be on a wonderful vacation somewhere in a far-off land, because you would have your stresses of your normal day, she would have her feeling of failure, and you would have conflicts coming up because all these limiting beliefs would be triggered. Now you're in a neutral territory. You're focused on wonderful new things. You're expected to have fun since this is a vacation. And so what could be a nicer condition to create a wonderful new relationship with the person you love more than anything in the world?
That's true.
Don't you see the phenomenal way the universe works everything out for you, and you never have to worry about one thing ever in your entire life, ever, 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 ever? It's all set up.
I love it.
So just assume that she's going to trigger you, and you're going to say, okay, look at the sunset, look at the church, look at the streets, look at the people, look at the architecture, look at the shops, look at the food.
Drink and the wine. And then say,
don't you see this is nice? And she'll say, I don't know, I think that this should be different than it is. And you'll say, okay, well, I'm looking
more
over
wine
here. And you can look wherever you like to look, and it's all good because I accept you for the first time in my life as you are. And that will be a little weird for her because she is used to getting her worthiness based on your reaction to her. So she's going to react and react and react and see how you choose to respond. And when you respond in love and acceptance, she's going to be who took my parents away and put you in this body?
Oh, it's exciting. It sounds exciting. Okay.
Now that emotion of excitement, build on that, build on that. Don't plan how everything's going to go. Don't imagine that she's going to be all roses and rainbows. Just imagine the excitement of, I get a chance to express unconditional love to the person I love more than anything in the world.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Very good. Who's next?
I'll jump in again.
Jump in.
When I do my satisfaction things each day, I'm noticing that I'm writing a number a little less than before. And the reason is always the same, is that I have this niggling doubt, untrust, that seems to come greater and other times about things working out for me in the future. And the reason because that is because I'm so used to being productive. And right now I feel like I'm not, in terms of especially money. And so we talked about this before, but it just keeps coming to me. And
good. Excellent. So you've been productive. You've been the provider. You've been successful. You've had a lavish lifestyle. You have done all the things that Western society says, and you notice that never worked. It never made you happy or fulfilled. You never got anything by reaching your goals. You only had to create more goals. You had to effort and struggle your way through life, and now you're taking a break, and you're exploring something new. You're exploring a new approach to life. The new approach to life is that of the lazy beach bum on the beach in Mexico, doing nothing, making nothing, being of no contribution to anyone, and understanding where the wobble is. Now, this new approach to life is not everyone's approach to life. You could be exploring a new business in the new approach to life. You could be building a new company. You could be starting a new relationship. You could be running a marathon. You could be training as an athlete. Or you could be not doing what you've been doing for the last 40, 50, 60 years, depending on who you are and what you intended prior to your birth. So let's say you specifically spent your life trying to succeed, trying to be good, trying to do what Western society deems as appropriate. You found that it brought you no joy, no happiness, no bliss, no love. And so you say, that didn't work. I'm going to explore something different. What I'm going to do is explore my fear. Where is my fear? My fear is around unworthiness. My fear is around representing the most hated aspect of me, the lazy aspect, the do-nothing aspect, the bum aspect, this person that I always abhorred because I was efforting and struggling my whole life, and those who were not doing anything I always saw as diminished souls, as worthless humans, as a waste and a drain on society. So I get to experience what that is like. And from this perspective, combined with the perspective of the doer and the controller, I will build the life I always intended to live. It'll be somewhere in between. It won't be the one who's doing nothing, nor will be the one who's efforting, struggling. It will be the one who is inspired when the inspiration comes to do something beyond that which I thought I could do, and the one who can push past the fear to do the next step. In that, it may not lead to fortune. It may not lead to fame. It may not lead to status. But it will lead to bliss. It will lead to passion. It will lead to interest. It will lead to exhilaration, excitement. And it will lead to a sense of fulfillment that you have never known before. Now, you have spent many years in the older approach to life. You have built up a lot of momentum, and to erase that in a few months, it's not beneficial. Mm-hmm. You need to go through each day reassessing what you want, who you think you are. Mm-hmm. You need to think about some of the desires that are coming up. Are those desires still the need to be secure?
Right.
Or is this the desire to do something different? that resonates with who I truly am, that is somewhat exciting. Am I ready for this, or do I need to go back to that? You want time to figure this out. You are on a journey, and where you are now is leaps and bounds ahead of where you started a few months ago. You are making your way. There is no rush. You have been taken care of, but you thought you were taken care of because you took care of yourself. You thought you've been taken care of because you dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's and effort and struggled your way. And in that effort and struggle, you got what you thought you deserved because you put forth the effort. You put forth the work. And therefore, that allowed you the minimal piecemeal, nothing abundance that lets you live this paltry little life with the cars and the houses and the clothes. Now you don't have that to fall back on. So you have to find some way to trust that the abundance that you need to do what you need to do will always come to you. In your old life, you actually limited the abundance that could have come to you. But in your comparison to others, you chose to see that that was somewhat good, but it was really paltry. Now you're going to come into abundance greater than you could ever imagine. The abundance of appreciation, of love, of time, of good feelings, of fun thoughts, and the abundance of money as well. You see, the money is not the thing that you need to focus on. The thing you focus on is your alignment. How do I feel good? How do I feel calm? How do I look at these limiting beliefs that are bringing out self-doubt?
Right.
How do I interact with people on a spiritual level? How do I push past fear to interact with people on a spiritual level? How do I move around without any money? How do I feel good without any money? And then the ideas will hit. One, my one, my one, my one. And you will say, wow, that's working. Ooh, I feel worried about that thing. Oh, no, okay, but this worked. Oh, okay. And you will modulate your life, always, always thinking about how to feel good, how to feel good, how to feel good, how to feel good, how to feel good. How do I perceive this in order to feel good? How do I choose this perspective in order to feel good? How do I feel good? How do I feel good? How do I feel good? Why? Inspiration, inspiration, inspiration. What? Right. Self-doubt. Okay, push past that. Push past that. That's normal. That's normal. I don't have a lot of experience here. I'm figuring it out. The confidence will come. The people will come. The ideas will come. And the money will flow as I need it and not more so. The money will flow as I need it and not more so. You need not accumulate and be secure. You are secure. You need not accumulate to feel secure. You are secure. The money will come just like everything else, just like the air and the food, the water and relationships, just like the conversation and the thoughts. The money will come to give you everything you need when you need it. It's part of the system and cannot be otherwise.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
Excellent. Someone else, someone brave, come forth.
Hi, Joshua. I have a question. It's Alette from Rotterdam.
Hi, Alette.
Hi. Well, I'm still enjoying my freedom very much, not working.
Excellent.
Yes.
You're not bored yet?
Not bored at all.
Awesome.
I'm having a great time and been very busy with all kinds of stuff.
Are you running out of money?
Not yet. No, no.
Excellent.
But this week I was approached via LinkedIn by someone offering me a job for 6 months this year at a civil law notary office. And I thought about it and I thought, well, maybe I want to do that. We still had to discuss it more. But then she told me it's in Amsterdam and I see you're in Rotterdam. So I looked up the place and it was again a lot of travel. And I said, I don't want to travel anymore. So I rejected it. And then later on, I thought, maybe I should have accepted it because it's for me. And then I was also surprised because the idea of working somewhere for 6 months or a short period and then being able to be on my own again, it spoke to me, and I thought, oh, maybe that would be nice. And I was surprised that I thought that I thought that. Yeah.
Excellent. You have created your life perfectly to where you are now. Are you bored with what you're doing now?
No, not at all.
Are you in fear with the life that you have now?
No.
When something comes to you, it's always for you, but not the fruition of your imagination. So the idea of a job comes to you, you think about that job, and then they say, well, it's in another town. And then you think, well, I don't want that. If it was in this town, maybe I would want that. And so now what you've gotten is this idea of a job in town might be something fun, while the job out of town is something you did not want. Mm-hmm. And so maybe you're opening up to the possibility of something within Rotterdam. You see, prior to this, if this little wisdom didn't come to you, you might have rejected the job in Rotterdam if that had come first. It pops up on LinkedIn. We have the 6-month job in Rotterdam. Actually, let's start again. It pops up. We have this 5-year contract in Rotterdam. No, I don't want that. 5 years. But this one comes up. It says 6 months. Okay, maybe 6 months, but not in Amsterdam. And so do you see how that specific job need not be for you, but the idea of it gets you thinking, alters a belief. The belief is, I never want to go back to work ever again. As long as I live, I hate that. I don't want to do it. Never, 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 never. And the universe is saying, for you to discover more about who you truly are, there might be some situation in which you interact with humans and not cats. Who knows who's waiting for you in that environment? A new best friend, a new mentor, a new teacher, a new mate. Who knows what's there? It's all open. Your inner self knows who's there. And your inner self knows, based on your set of beliefs, the inner self knows that it can't go directly to it from where you sit now, because you would dismiss it without even thinking about it. So the inner self inspires someone to offer you this job, inspires someone to talk to you about something else, inspires you to research something on Google, inspires your cat to jump on your lap, getting you step by step by step by step to everything you ever wanted. And it's a tricky deal because there's a lot of beliefs to navigate. And if you could open your beliefs about everything, that whatever it is, it will come to me and I don't have to judge it as wrong every time. I can feel my way through everything. And so if you were given this job and you were to say, if I'm a good person, I should probably have a job. You might think that. Some people might think that. And so you might say, well, it came to me, so it's for me. And then we say, well, if you got $10,000 in the mail, would you want that job now? And you would say, no, 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 I'd probably want something else. So think about what you really want, not what you're afraid of, but what you really want, not what you think you want, but what you truly want, which is a self-discovery, to be the being of love and acceptance that you are, to be the shining example of alignment that you are. Think always about what makes you feel good and what is the most exciting thing I can think of right now. And let everything else go, but open your belief system to what would that be like? What would that be like? What would it be like to go to an office a couple days a week? What would it be like to interact with some lovely people? What would it be like to practice these skills that I've developed? What would it be like to do this without fear? What would it be like if I met someone there? What would it be like if people saw me? Why are they attracted to me? Why am I afraid of those I attract? You are attractive people. You are beaming a vibration that is very rare on this planet. It is the vibration of acceptance. It is not all the way up high.
Yes.
It is not as high as you imagine it, but it is higher than almost everyone around you has ever seen. Can you imagine that? And they don't know what this is. They do not know what this is. They may judge it based on their fears and insecurities. But if they're on this level, if they intended to find this information, if they intended to let the light shine in them, then they will be attracted to all of you. And so you might want to play it safe in your apartments. You might want to play it safe by not interacting, but that's not going to last very long, because they're going to come and find you. They're going to seek you. They're going to want to know what you know. And opportunities are going to come. They're going to come like crazy. Opportunities to express yourself and what you know. And for the first time in your life, you're going to start talking to people that you wouldn't normally talk to about things you wouldn't normally talk about. And you're going to feel this rush and exhilaration of joy that you have not felt before. And you're going to say, I don't know what that was. And we're going to say, that is who you truly are. Has anyone felt this lately?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Would anyone like to talk about what they've been talking about?
This.
Who has had a conversation with somebody that they didn't think they were going to talk to about this subject, and that conversation was fun and exciting and exhilarating?
Yeah, I can talk about it.
Excellent.
Sure. Yeah. Recently had a client who very much in, a state of control of every aspect of their life. And I actually found myself talking and even talking about the interesting nature of a past life regression session. So the conversation went all the way from introducing them just to the idea of the law of attraction, to the unconditional nature of the universe, all the way to that. And they were excited and asked me to tell them where to go to get more information. So it was fun.
And without worrying about what they thought, how did you feel as you were discussing this information?
I think it was exciting, but I think I had the thought a couple times that they're absolutely going to think I'm nuts. But as I kept talking and reading their body language and, in their face, I think I got more and more and more excited just knowing that they were interested.
And that excitement is the emotion of who you truly are. Who you truly are is that excitement. And the thoughts that came to you, the words that came out of your mouth, where did they come from?
I have no idea. I would say my inner self.
So if you could give up your resistance just a bit, you would be flowing with these thoughts and these words to talk to people about the most important thing, the most important subject, the most interesting subject in physical reality. And who you're talking to is not there by accident. They did not just randomly come to you. They are attracted to you because from their perspective, they see you as someone, as a mentor, as someone who has some information. They don't know where that comes from. And so when you are inspired to speak and you speak, you will feel exhilarated. And when you are inspired to speak and you refrain from speaking out of fear, you will feel conflicted, like you missed out an opportunity. And so the most joy that you will have is allowing yourself to push past fear and say things that come to you. Now, you don't have to plan what to say ever, in any situation ever. The thoughts will come. And those thoughts aren't just coming from your inner self. You see, each of those people in the room who are talking to you have their own inner self. Their inner self is joined with your inner self in that conversation. They are there in the room with you at all times. They are in the room with you now. And they are feeding you thoughts together. They are combining and calculating and creating the best possible flow of thought to come through you, through your mind, through your lips, and to communicate to them, to those people, a little bit more than what they're ready for. You see, if you gave them just what they're ready for, they'd be bored. If you give them too much, they'd be confused. But if you give them just a little bit more than they're ready for, they will be intrigued and excited and interested. And that is their natural emotion based on who they are too. And can you see the co-creative power in all of that? Now, does this inspiration to talk about something more than the weather to people who are obviously there to get more information from you, does it lead to your highest good?
Sure.
And would it lead to their highest good as well?
Absolutely.
And isn't it a co-creative union and powerfully intended to bring forth love, to move people from fear to love, to bring forth this power of love?
Yeah.
And wherever it goes, but it's bringing them into new ideas and new thoughts and opening them up into a new capacity for understanding. They expanded through that experience, and so did you. And so they've coming to a new level of awareness, and so did you. And they've coming to a new idea of their power, and so did you. And as you practice talking about this with more and more people, being open about it, not needing to hide it, not needing to be secretive about it, but talking about what you've learned and how you've enhanced your life in order not to gain wealth or gain fame or gain respect or gain love, but to gain an appreciation of the self, to build relationships from a state of unconditional love and acceptance, to live life in more joy, in more satisfaction, and in more fulfillment, wouldn't that be best for every person that you know? If they could know what you know, if they could get it from you, from the people that are closest to you, wouldn't that be satisfying? No matter if it's a family member or a colleague, a past friend, or possibly someone you think is on another level above you, wherever you are and you're inspired, go with that inspiration, and we bet you you'll have more exhilaration than you can imagine. You can't imagine who you truly are. If you could see yourself from our perspective, you would think, why am I living in this little box? Why am I hiding who I really am? Why aren't I allowing my attributes, my personality traits, and all that is of me to shine forth brightly and beautifully like the sun? Why am I playing it small? Why am I being safe? Why am I hiding anything about who I am? Why am I not letting it breathe, letting it fly? Why am I playing it safe? You wouldn't believe that you would do this if you could see yourself from our perspective, which means that you're all looking at yourself from a limited perspective. And if you could just choose to look at yourself from a little bit of a higher perspective, that you are a God living in your kingdom, and that you can create anything that you want to create, and that you have been doing this for eons and eons and eons, and you have never, ever been as high as you are now, as wise as you are now, as aligned as you are now, and as expanded as you are now. If you could see what we see, you would blow the doors off that box, and you would burst forth with all the energy of the universe to bring forth so much love into your life that you would just glow. And when you glow, others are attracted to that glow. Don't doubt a thing about yourself. Don't doubt a thing about this universe. You are magnificent explorers. You are all doing brilliantly. You are all loved more than you can imagine. And you are doing everything right. Do not doubt a thing. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to today's show. If you would like to support this show, the best thing you can do is subscribe. Especially on iTunes. Also, leave your comments and leave your ratings. And that will help us grow this community of people who are interested in law of attraction and the mechanism of physical reality. It'll be cool to spread the word even further. And you can help out by subscribing, leaving your comments, and rating the show. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.